أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذ ربك من بني آدم من ظهورهم ذريتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم؟ قالوا بلى، شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين، أو تقولوا إنما أشرك آباؤنا من قبل وكنا ذرية من بعدهم، أفتهلكنا بما فعل المبطلون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 172 and 173 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Bani Israel from round about ayat number 103 to 171 of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a covenant, a pledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken with them, that is, that they should hold on to the kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another covenant, another pledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken with Banu Adam, with insan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ, and remember the time when your Rabb had taken مِنْ بَنِي Adam, from the children of Adam alayhi salam, in other words, from entire mankind, مِنْ ذُهُورِهِمْ, Allah ta'ala had taken out from their backs, ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ, their offspring, their children, وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them bear testimony against themselves. In the hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the valley of Nu'man, in one riwayat near Arafat, in one riwayat on the day of Arafat. In other words, there was no Ummat, there was no mankind besides Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought out the arwah of all the children of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and these arwah were made as small as ants. In certain riwayats it was in the form of human also, but it was as small as ants. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken this pledge from the entire Bani Adam, the entire mankind. What was this pledge? Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask then, who is your Rabb? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, am I not your Rabb? So what did Bani Adam, what did mankind all reply, all respond? Qalu, they said, bala, in other words, why not, O Allah, you are our Rabb. Everyone had accepted the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, shahidana, and we bear witness to the fact that you are our Rabb. What is all of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed within insan the capacity, Allah ta'ala had placed within insan the ability to recognize Allah as the Rabb. Fitrat Allahi allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this fitrat in Surah Rum. What is this fitrat? This fitrat is that ability, that capacity, that capability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planted the seed of in each and every human being, in the ruh of each and every human being, that he will recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or she will recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Rabb. In one riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also made it clear that Allah will send Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to remind man, to jog man, and to make sure that man does not go astray. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken this pledge. That is why we find in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra, every child that is born on this fitrat of Islam, this natural ability to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Rabb. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fortified. There were people like Dhunnun Misri rahimahumullah that used to say that we still remember that pledge, that we had taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the alami arwah at that particular time. And hence, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? Allah says, أَنْتَ قُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked about the rububiyat, that Allah Rabbul Izzat is the Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord, that you do not say on the day of Qiyam, or you say on the day of Qiyamah, certainly, inna kunna an hadha ghafilin, that we had been ghafil, we had been heedless of this, we had been negligent. In other words, we had no knowledge about Tawheed, we had no knowledge about the rububiyat and the sustainership and the lordship of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It has been mentioned many, many times that if we look at the reality of this concept, this belief of ours that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, we stand in our salat, there is always, we are fortifying this, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that all praise be to Allah who is the Rabb of the entire universe. We go into ruku', Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, glory be to the Rabb. Again, my Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Al-Azim, who is great, who is the greatest. Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la in sajda. Again, glory be to my Rabb Al-A'la, who is most high. We leave this world, we go into the qabr. The first question, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Qalu Bala wa Rabbina. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the disbelievers, is all this not true? They should have just said, yes, it is all true. But they will say, Bala wa Rabbina, Qasam of our Rabb. Now they will acknowledge that Allah is the Rabb when we take away dunya from us in between. When the dunya is here and we in the dunya, that is the time we need to fortify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. Whatever mode of income we have, whatever it may be, our professions, our businesses, our trade, our employment, whatever it is, all of that is the means. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the Rabb. And Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer. أو تقولوا, or that you may say, إنما أشرك آباؤنا من قبل, that certainly our forefathers had committed shirk before. In other words, we had no knowledge of all of this. Our forefathers had committed shirk. So, وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِّن بَعْدِهِمْ, so we were their offspring. So what we did, we had followed them after, we continued to do what they are doing. No, it is not just about following forefathers. Allah had given us, and Allah has given each and every human the capacity, the ability, the capability of recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, and Allah ta'ala is wahdahu la sharika la. Afatuhlikuna bima fa'al al-mubtilun. And you will not be able to say on the day of Qiyamah that, oh Allah, are you going to destroy us because of those who had acted wrongly, those who had acted in vain, because of their ill acts, you cannot destroy us. All of those arguments will come to an end on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.